Twice I've had a bit of a shock. Two speakers have mentioned the scripture I want you to turn to, but they very kindly passed on before going into it too much. Let's look at John chapter 14, verses 2 and 3. The Gospel according to John chapter 14, verses 2 and 3. In my Father's house are many mansions. We know, we've been told many times, mansions has been translated from the Greek abiding place. The same word is used later in the same chapter when it talks about God living with us. We will come unto him and make our abode with him. So mansions is misleading. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. We know very well from the day of trumpets that Christ is going to return to the earth. So if we're going to be with him, it will be here. The mansions are not in heaven, but they are places being prepared in heaven for a task on earth. Let's turn now to the first epistle of Peter, 1 Peter chapter 2, and read what he says to us. You also are living stones, King James says lively, let's turn that to living, are built up, a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Dropping down to verse 9, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar or a purchased people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. When King Solomon built the first temple, against the wall of the house he built were chambers round about against the walls, both of the temple and the oracle. It was a very grand lean-to on three stories. There was no access from those rooms through the wall into the temple proper. The access was always through the main entrance, and that was very, very much restricted. But there were rooms attached to God's house. In Chronicles, 1 Chronicles, on Solomon's temple, we're told some of the uses that they were put to. These weren't just abiding places. There was reasons for them being there. Starting 1 Chronicles chapter 9, starting in verse 26. For these Levites, the four chief porters, were in their set office that was over the chambers and treasuries of the house of God. And they lodged round about the house of God, because the charge was upon them, and the opening thereof every morning pertained to them. And certain of them had charge of the ministering vessels, that they should bring them in and out by tail. They had to account for every item they used. These were fabulously wealthy pieces. These utensils were normally of gold, finely worked, finely wrought. They were counted in and counted back. It was that precious. Some of them also were appointed to oversee the vessels and all the instruments of the sanctuary, and the fine flour, and the wine, and the oil, and the frankincense, and spices. And some of the sons of the priests made the ointment of the spices. And Mathathiah, one of the Levites, who was the firstborn of Shallum the Korahite, had the set office over the things that were made in the pans. And others of their brethren, the sons of the Kohathites, were over the shewbread, to prepare it every Sabbath. And there are the singers, chief of the fathers of the Levites, who, remaining in the chambers, were free, for they were employed in that work day and night. This was a busy place. There were enormous responsibilities to carry out. This, of course, is the physical temple, and we are being prepared for a spiritual temple. But these rooms are not just fancy dwelling places, fancy mansions in the sky. These are important tasks, responsibilities, offices. We are not called for sleepy time amongst the clouds. I am not musical. The idea of having to play a harp doesn't make me Welsh or happy. Continuing the thought in Corinthians, 1 Chronicles still, chapter 23. Let's look at a few more verses to underline this point. 1 Chronicles, chapter 23, starting in verse 28. This is what David arranged for the Levites. Because their office was to wait on the sons of Aaron for the service of the house of the Eternal, in the courts and in the chambers, and in the purifying of all holy things, and the work of the service of the house of God, both for the showbread, for the fine flour, for meat offerings, etc. 30. To stand every morning to thanks and praise the Eternal, likewise at evening. Verse 31. To offer all burnt sacrifices unto the Eternal, in the Sabbaths, in the new moons, and on the set feasts, by number, according to the order commanded unto them, continually before the Lord, and that they should keep the charge of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the charge of the holy place, the charge of the sons of Levi, of Aaron, their brethren, in the service of the house of the Lord. These offices, rooms, places of responsibilities were busy. We will be busy in the future. The resurrected, glorified children of God will live and work with the King of Kings, our elder brother, as part of the kingdom of God, and later in New Jerusalem itself. As a further illustration of these rooms, there's a negative one. An unfortunate situation arose in the time of Nehemiah. Let's look at Nehemiah 13 to rub the point in. Nehemiah 13, verses 4 and 5. This is something that he found and had to deal with. Eliashib, the priest, having the oversight of the chamber of the house of our God, this is now the second physical temple, was allied to Tobiah. He was friendly with people, how nice. Tobiah, the Amorite, we are told in another part, a confederate of someone, Sanballat, an enemy of the Jews. An enemy of the Jew was invited into a chamber pertaining to the house of God. Not exactly something unfamiliar in our recent history. And he had prepared him a great chamber, where before time they laid the meat offering, the frankincense, the vessels, the tithes of the corn, the new wine, the oil, which were commanded to be given to the Levites, and the singers, and the porters, and the offerings of the priests. Well, we don't want to upset people, do we? Let's make space for them. Let's be tolerant. Love your enemies. Continuing, verse 8. And it grieved me sore. I think he was a tad put out. He was a little miffed. To use British understatement, he was fuming! How could this be allowed to happen? Therefore, I cast forth all the household stuff of Tobiah out of the chamber, Then I commanded, and they cleansed the chambers. And thither brought I again the vessels of the house of God, with the meat offering and the frankincense. He put it back to the use it should have been. Jesus Christ is preparing an abiding place for us. Are we cooperating in the training regime to serve in God's government? Don't cozy up to the likes of Tobiah. There will be no place for the enemies of God in God's house. As members of God's household, we will no longer be the weak, the foolish, or the base, but we will continue to be servants in the offices prepared for us.